This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't lay out. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we're going to be talking about, in just a moment here, conservatives' non-challenging attitude towards change. In other words, just hold back when it comes to justice, or just withhold when it comes to justice. That's how you destroy a society. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple of moments. Last week, I'd highlighted on sonsoflibertymedia.com, Muslim migration and rape statistics in Europe are just completely out of hand. I also highlighted, friends, that these immigrants are cited in the theft of 39 million Social Security numbers as well on sonsoflibertymedia.com. I also highlighted the CBC, Muslims fear scapegoating after Muslim migrant murderers, friends, listen carefully, murder Canadian girl, a little Oriental girl, beautiful little girl. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, CBC, Muslims fear scapegoating after Muslim migrant murders a Canadian girl. With that said, I also highlighted, friends, that the feds discovered more victims of Muslim doctors in Detroit female genital mutilation case. And I'm just going to keep going on here. And again, keep in mind, friends, I have 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 different contributors to the Sons of Liberty Media.com. And I want you to keep in mind, it's not like they're hanging out on the phone together and say, you write about this and then I'm going to write about this. No, this is what the CIA-controlled media is withholding through omission, friends. They are not making you aware of the issues and the illegalities concerning that, friends, of the Muslims coming into the United States of America. As a matter of fact, just yesterday, Amy Malik posted a video in New Jersey, friends, at a Six Flags park where literally hundreds of Muslims, friends, were invited to Six Flags Park there in New Jersey for Muslim Day. Believe it or not. And we also know that there was another little girl that was killed in New Jersey by a Muslim migrant. And now I guess New Jersey has become a sanctuary state. I have a couple phone calls into attorneys right now asking the question, where are the attorneys to prosecute the government for committing crimes against we the people? Because according to U.S. 8C code, folks, it is a federal crime for mayors, governors, any city official, as they like to call themselves, or any office of representation in the United States of America that allure these people into our country. If a crime is committed by one of these illegals, it's actually that official, as again they like to call themselves, that is responsible for the crimes of the people that they have allured in. America, there is no such thing as sanctuary cities lawfully. America, there is no such thing as sanctuary states in the United States of of America. It all runs contrary to law. And keep in mind that the commies are behind all of this, using the law against the law. And also know, friends, that they're using these people, these illegals, to come into the United States of America. Not only from the Middle East, but also from the southern borders and the northern borders, folks. And the fact of the matter is they're being used to put you in a position where you no longer can resist. You are over. You are being, friends, at every step of the take, being overtaken. You are through a siege. I'm on Deuteronomy 28 right now, and it's interesting to note that when you look through Scripture, for example, 49, the Bible says, "In judgment, the Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand." In verse 50, it says, "A nation of fierce countenance which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young." And it's exactly what we're seeing in the United States of America today. With that said, if we look over to Maryland, on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have a Muslim migrant who admitted aiding jihad terrorists. Folks, he's not going to be deported. He can continue college studies in the United States of America, all on your dime, America. And I'm not making this up, friends. And if we look across the northern border, we can look to Justin Trudeau. He wants to change Canadian laws to accommodate Muslim crimes. Friends, you do need to understand that this is a global effort to bring people under Sharia. That's why these Muslims are being dispersed into countries abroad on a global scale. Again, to plunder these countries, the representatives stand back and they are actually handing over their prospective governments and countries over to the Muslims that mean to come in and plunder their countries, all by design. Okay? We talked on Saturday about how ISIS is nothing more than the present day version of Hitler's SS back in the 1920s and the 30s. Folks, this is all created. And I also highlighted the fact, giving you history, friends, that Adolf Hitler had a mutual alliance with the Muslims, for he used the Muslims to destroy opposition in Germany and also due to his killing for him. You can look up Alabama. Go ahead and look in to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertymedia.com and put in Bradley Dean in Alabama, Muslims and the modern day version of the SS. Concerning what you're seeing through ISIS today. It's a created entity to destroy, friends. Do all that you will do to look the other way, friends, but I'm telling you, the Lord is going to get your, he's going to get your attention one way or another concerning what's going on in this country. And now we're seeing Trudeau across the border saying, hey, you know what, we want to change Canadian laws, just like over in Germany, just like over in France, just like over in Belgium, just like over in Sweden, just like over in the UK, and how's it working for those people that are being dispersed, friends? Huh? How's it working out for those people that are citizens in these countries that are being moved out of their homes, literally moved out of their homes? Muslims are coming into their countries and taking over their homes, raping their women. Folks, it's over the top. And this is what's happening in the United States of America as well. Also looking to Trudeau and what he's wanting to do to change Canadian laws. Keep in mind, and I've highlighted this in the past, that many people believe that Canadians and the Canadians are looking maybe to be used as a staging point to attack the United States of America. But then again, friends, why do you have 35 jihadi camps in the United States of America today? And sleeper cells and compounds like the one that was discovered in New Mexico. And how is it that the CIA-controlled media hasn't peeped a word about what's going on? We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, "I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers." They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those pages interact one with another, sonsoflibertymedia.com and sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also jump over to our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 for what it's worth. Also Facebook, BradleyDean2E, BradleyDean2E as well. Friends, if you'd like to jump over on our YouTube page, you can do that as well. Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty. YouTube, Bradley Dean, Sons of Liberty, YouTube, just punch in those words. I'll pull up. We have hundreds of videos bringing about the answer to America's dilemma. And it's the return, folks, of our hearts back to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You know, we hear all day long, God bless America. Well, God has blessed America. Now it's time for you to bless God, America, and obey. You always obey who you love, friends, and that's the bottom line. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, period. John 14:6. Aside of that, I was just highlighting what's going on in the United States of America. Yes, I said the United States of America. 50 years ago, I would have been telling you that this was happening in a third world country. But this isn't happening in a third world country any longer. This is happening in America today. And it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught. And you shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. I also want you to keep in mind, America, that it is not an enemy. It is not a foreign people destroying your country. It is the very representatives that you continuously give a pass to that are destroying your country and handing your country over to those that mean to destroy you. It's just that simple, and it's just that clear. Let me highlight a couple more things that are taking place in the United States of America, friends, concerning the issues in which I'm highlighted even now. The most dangerous countries in Europe for women have large Muslim immigration. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, different contributors, friends, all saying the same things across the boards. And the University of Wisconsin, basically Madison students, they say ice cream marginalizes Muslims. I mean, this is just so over the top, so unbalanced, so traitorous to we the people and the laws that have been established in this country, that the people that are advocating, though they be small, it matters not. But these people are advocating the very destruction of their own country. It reminds me of this beautiful young lady that was in Sweden. And she held up signs as Muslim migrants were coming into her prospective country. And it said, "All migrants welcome." Well, folks, what you never see is the pictures of her after she was raped and murdered by Muslim migrants. And, folks, we have a plethora of crimes being committed against we the people in this country. You know, the guy over in Italy, as a matter of fact, Italy's interior minister, he's beginning to deport migrants. He said deporting them isn't racist, it's merely common sense. But that's on the sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. But what's funny about that is look at the American people tolerate. On the sonsoflibertymedia.com, again, another article, friends, by a different contributor. New Mexico jihadis defense attorney said, if these were white Christians, no one would bat an eye. Aren't you getting sick and tired of being browbeat, friends? Aren't you sick and tired of those that are destroying your country to continuously demean our laws and who we are as a people? Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com, New Mexico jihadis, defense attorney. If these were white Christians, no one would bat an eye. This is craziness. And again, friends, you can't make this kind of stuff up. Now, keep in mind, we had two militant Muslims in the United States of America, heavily armed, on a compound in New Mexico, one dead little boy, training up children, little Muslim boys, to commit jihad in public schools and in cities in the United States of America. And their attorney said, if these were white Christians, no one would bat an eye. Well, let me tell you something, Mr. Attorney. First and foremost, I'm not going to try to be rational with irrationality. But for the listener's sake, I do want to say this. First of all, you have no business being there, number one. And number two is, these people are guests in our country. And from my understanding, they're illegally here. Okay? So you don't have a lawful leg to stand on. So the only thing that you can actually, well, debase yourself and resort to is the fact that you want to use the same method that the CIA propagandists have been, well, pounding on the American people over the last 17 years. Well, you want to go ahead and use the same method, right? And that's exactly what he's doing, America. I asked you on Saturday, when is enough, America? It's a question that I cannot answer for you. It's only a question that you can answer. When is enough enough? I also want to remind you, before I get over to conservatives' non-challenging attitude towards change, written by David Rizelda, that what's happening in your country today didn't happen during the tenure of criminal sodomite foreigner Barack Hussein Obama. You're seeing an influx of these illegals in this country in a major way. State Department statistics, like it or not, state that under Donald Trump, illegals coming in to the United States has doubled since Barack Hussein Obama. You argue with the State Department statistics all day long. That's between you and them. But the facts are facts, and they're stubborn things, and they're not going to change because you don't like it, America. You know, the reality is, and we all know that the media wants to rearrange your reality to become the reality that they want you to believe in. But the fact of the matter is, friends, I want to say this, and I want you to listen to me carefully. You can go to CNN and get your source, of propaganda. You can go to Fox News and get your source of propaganda. You can go over to Rush Limbaugh and through omission get your source of what needs to be told, but it's not being told because of the golden calf that supplies his every need in life. Or Glenn Beck, or Mark Levin, or whoever it may be, friends. Or even going over to none other than a Christian network. Because you don't want to hear what the Word of God has to tell you. I just want to say this. You can go ahead and create an imaginary reality as to the ones that they create for you. But I want to tell you, every time you come over here, you're going to get the reality of having your feet upon the rock. And you're always going to be given the opportunity to respond to the truth that's been given unto you. Because regardless of what you want to think, doesn't make it real. The reality is, God is going to get your attention one way or another, regardless of who you listen to. You can feel good about watching USA Today. You can feel good about watching MSNBC. You can feel good about watching any other propagandist or corporate CIA operated channel. It doesn't matter. The reality is, God's bringing the reality that we're all going to live in, regardless if we like it or not. You can go ahead and ignore the truth all that you want, but sooner or later, that truth's going to be knocking on your door, and it's going to be time for you to answer for what you left undone. That's just the facts of the matter. And no matter what these propagandists want to create in the United States of America, friends, prime example, you know, you look at the newspaper when you walk by it. I don't read the garbage. I don't watch TV. I haven't watched TV in 22 years. I don't read the paper because they're nothing but lies. But every time you look at the front page of the paper, what is it? Namely, and nobody does it better through the propagandists over at USA Today. They put a little bad news in there. They put a little change in there. They tell you what they're unlawfully doing, but they always got the little picture of some cheerleader with a big smile on her face, or some football hero now, or baseball hero up on the page with a big smile on his face, and then they always try to put you in a good mood regardless of how bad the news is concerning what's taking place in the United States of America. Is that not true? And you see it all day long. You're not hearing people telling you across the boards that this is what's going to happen unless we repent. And the fact of the matter is, when you refuse to hear that, again, it matters not, because it's coming to your front door sooner or later. And that's just how the Lord works, and that's how He's operating today. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
What's left of Hurricane Florence continues to dump heavy rain from the mid-Atlantic to the Ohio Valley, and it's heading to the Northeast. The death toll is nearly 24, and it could go higher with widespread flooding and rivers that continue to rise. North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper.
I urge you, if you don't have to drive, stay off the roads, particularly south of US 64. Don't drive around barricades. We're seeing this happen now, and the result is not good.
The State Transportation Department says more than 1,100 roads are closed from the mountains to the coast because of the flooding. That includes much of Interstate 95, which runs from Miami to Maine, and also I-40, which is east of I-95. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Well, folks, you hear enough commercials about what the IRS will do to you. You hear the threats from the IRS. You hear how they'll garnish your wages and take away your home and take your business away from you. Well, you can just find out right there as to what the government is concerned about. And I'm not a tax protester. But it's interesting, folks, they have no problem enforcing the law against anybody that doesn't pay their taxes. But when it comes time to them enforcing the laws to keep out illegal immigrants, where are they at? They're MIA. Yet to be found. Why are the borders wide open? Why does Bradley Dean have to get on the sonsoflibertymedia.com and highlight the fact over the last couple weeks, some truthers on the border in Arizona from Mexico into America have been coming in a constant flow. The first week it was 25 consecutive minutes of watching illegals come into the United States of America. Well, where's law enforcement? Then the week after I highlighted the fact that they're doing it again, friends. Well, and now we find out in New Jersey, friends, that now it's a sanctuary state, along with the criminal felon mayors across the United States that call their cities sanctuary cities, harboring illegals in the United States of America. Where's the laws being enforced? Nope. You don't pay your taxes, friends. You see where the government will come in with a strong arm. Isn't that crazy? It shows you what matters. And it also shows you what's at work behind closed doors. You're paying for all of the demise in which you are witnessing today in America. You're paying for it, America. Boy, I sit there and listen to these commercials all day. Everything is the fear of consequence. If you don't do this, if you don't do that, this is what's going to happen. Wait a second. The consequence of what? Fallen man. The consequences of what? Corrupt government. Wait a second. Where's good government to enforce the laws? What's segues me right into conservatives' non-challenging attitude towards change. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, David said that America truly has lost her way, founded as a nation where the individual citizen was sovereign and the maintaining of liberty was a responsibility understood by all. He said we have transgressed into a country where we sit on the edges of our seat waiting for government to save us from ourselves. Wait a second. If you pull the curtain back, you'll find out that, in fact, in many cases, the government's responsible for what you want them to save you from. Government has become the focal point, the central focus of our lives as conservatives wait for Donald Trump to make America great again. And liberals wait for the Democrats, which is all unconstitutional, to create a utopia. Hey, folks, this was not the original intent of government when our nation was created. In fact, government was recognized by the founders as a necessary evil and worked to give us a nation where the powers of government were few and limited in their scope. And our Bill of Rights explicitly states in the 10th Amendment that all powers not delegated to the federal government are reserved to the states or the people. But you didn't know that, right? America was founded as a nation where the people had the freedom to govern their own lives. Wait a second. We are the government. And the government had no power to tell us how to live our lives. They told us nothing. They told us what they were going to do as representatives. They don't tell folks, their employers, what they're supposed to do, but you have settled for this in this country. Yet, here we are after more than a century of communism and government-controlled education, waiting for the government to fix all of our problems and, in fact, the very problems that they themselves have created. I speak to all of us. And day after day, the powers that be, well, that be, beat us down with a false narrative designed to keep us rooted in our prospective train of thought. That's right. Conservatives believe wholeheartedly that Donald Trump is the savior of America and that he is working diligently to drain the swamp. Liberals believe that Trump colluded with Russians and stole the elections from Hillary. Both positions are ridiculous because, in all truth, the real reason Donald Trump won because he wasn't Hillary Clinton. Exactly right. This is how our choices are controlled. And after 8 years of Obama, there was literally no way Americans were going to vote for Clinton. So Donald Trump became the acceptable choice. And let me remind you, the only choice. Folks, what I'm doing right now is I'm, in fact, showing you how it takes the conservatives years to catch up on what's been highlighted on this program. Now, in this case, it's not been that long. It's been about a year and a half. But I've seen this thing coming a mile away. There's another reason for working within the system. Dostoevsky said that taking a new step is what people fear most. Any revolutionary changes must be preceded by a passive, affirmative, non-challenging attitude towards change among the mass of our people. They must feel so frustrated, so defeated, so lost, so futureless in the prevailing system that they are willing to let go of the past and chance the future. This acceptance is the reformation essential to any revolution, said Saul Alinsky in Rules for Radicals. It's exactly what's being played out today in America. Has the election of Donald Trump and the belief in MAGA brought the conservative electorate to a passive, non-challenging attitude towards everything that he does? That's right. Folks, as a matter of fact, I just listened to a guy that has about 150,000 people on his site every day, sharing with me that, Bradley, you know, the problem that I see out there is the professed Christians that stand back. He said he was a guide on the water just this last week. And he told me, Bradley, they were a boat full of Christians that said there's nothing to worry about because Donald Trump is in charge. Bingo, right on cue. Every one of them drank the Kool-Aid. And so are so many people in this country. Why? Because they don't want to take responsibility for their own country. That's exactly why. People are beginning to wake up and say, wait a second, how has the swamp been changed? He's done nothing. Where's the wall that's been promised that Mexico is going to pay for? Where is that wall? Where is the prosecution of Hillary? Folks, this is what people are saying. Where is the prosecution of Hillary Clinton? Where is the president and why is he MIA right now concerning all of the censorship? Because it is taking place, friends, in a non-challenging attitude towards change that's designed to bring about change. As long as you think Donald Trump is going to take care of everything, guess what? We're going to do just the opposite. We'll report good things that he does every now and then. They may be insignificant, but we'll still report it anyways. And behind closed doors, we'll completely undermine and pull the rug from the country so we can upend the U.S. Constitution that we've been working at upending for so long in this country through administration after administration after administration. But until the American people figure this out, nothing's going to change. It would seem that the prospects of a Hillary presidency were enough to get Americans to accept Trump's agenda, even though much of it is the same. Okay? Since Trump has taken office, he has signed a budget deal with two namely Democrats, again, unconstitutional, friends, with two Democrats who would be considered the worst he could have possibly dealt with, namely Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi. American conservatives should have been outraged at this because not only is it the largest, I want to say this slow, because not only is it the largest spending increase in our history, it continues to fund liberal agenda items like Obamacare and Planned Parenthood. Bradley, man, you just got to tone down, man. Don't tell us what we don't want to hear. Come on, you know how this game is played. We say we don't believe the media, but when they report something, we secretly believe it. You hold the truth and unrighteousness. Yep, I know who you are. You're the worst of men. American conservatives should have been outraged at this because not only is it the largest spending increase in our history, but it continues to fund illegal agenda items like Obamacare and Planned Parenthood. But I told you this through the $1.3 trillion omnibus bill. And I'm not to sit here on the show and say, I told you so, I told you so, I told you so. I'm just asking you the question, when is enough enough, America? Did you know that he has encouraged this confiscation of firearms without due process by suggesting states take it upon themselves to pass red flag gun laws? Well, did they follow in close pursuit? Of course they did. After the alleged shooting at Parkland, in Florida, friends, over 55 new gun legislation bills have been passed by a majority of Republican governors. Forgive me. See? You're being told one thing and the opposite's being done. He convinces his base, Trump does, however, that he is pro-gun by arguing for armed teachers to prevent school shootings. Folks, do you really want armed governments and their agencies controlling your children? Well, that's what it's becoming anyways. He has recently committed our troops to an indefinite presence in Syria, which, by the way, was forecasted right after September 11th by the general, friends, concerning one of the countries that they were going to attack, Mr. Wesley Clark. Go online. You can watch him forecast this right after September 11th. They were looking to five countries, Syria being one of them. And what is Donald Trump doing? He's bringing our troops in over to Syria now for another country that we need to attack by force. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777. 1-877-927-6747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Rod Romine from Michigan. This ministry is continually on the front lines in America. If any of you who hear this are just hearers of the word and not doers, Christ says he will spew us out of his mouth. Let's stand up for the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, and keep this ministry funded. Thanks, Bradley, and your family.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Talking about conservatives' non-challenging attitude towards change. And something we highlighted a long time ago, and it takes the conservatives this long to slowly wake up, but I'm glad they're up, okay? I'm sincerely glad they're awake. And right now he's just talking about how since Trump has taken office, he's not doing what he promised to do. He's doing the opposite. He puts himself up to be pro-gun, and yet he has now passed in 55 different legislative acts through a majority of conservative governors across the United States of America that they passed against gun owners. Folks, again, keep in mind, your government is attempting to disarm you while bringing in illegals at the same time. And you need to understand, folks, that this is not a foreign enemy doing this to you. Your sin is finding you out. It's because of what you tolerate. It's because of your lack of love towards God and man. That's why this is happening today. The love of many waxeth cold. Why? Because of the workers of iniquity. They love unrighteousness. They don't love the truth. They just want to live unto themselves. And that's your first problem, and it's going to be your last problem as well. In saying that, let's go on here. Speaking of Donald Trump, he has recently committed our troops to an indefinite presence in Syria, which was forecasted right after September 11th. I actually played the audio for you as well, which is just more of the same unending war against terror, which has been created, friends. Initiated after the September 11th attacks, and despite Donald Trump's rhetoric about putting America first, Trump's education secretary, Betsy DeVos, has just signed on to the United Nations education agenda. Did you hear what I said? Conservatives will likely look at this move and claim that Trump is playing four-dimensional chess with the United Nations, or worse yet, assume he doesn't even know what his own administration is up to. Of course, just play stupid. Did you hear what I just said? Donald Trump's education secretary, Betsy DeVos, has just signed on to the United Nations Education Agenda. Okay? America first? Really? To presume or assume, it's a better word, to assume that Donald Trump wants America first, and then to put his educational secretary, Betsy DeVos, to sign on to the United Nations education agenda is very telling, is it not? I mean, folks, this is a foolish assumption. As early in the year, President Trump proposed, despite promising to eliminate the Department of Education, to merge it with the Department of Labor, which would be right in line with the United Nations agenda. See, this, you know what's something. You call it what you want to call it. I'm right when I have my feet upon the rock of the Lord's word, period. But I just told my wife last night, I said, when I'm right about something, I just know within myself, body, soul, and spirit, that I'm right about it. And it's just a matter of time before we see it coming down. And it's exactly what's coming down. But again, if you just want to look at the $1.3 trillion omnibus bill, which Donald Trump signed behind March for Our Lives masquerade, friends, the same exact weekend, you'll understand exactly what's going on. He's not there making America first. He's there attempting to put you back to sleep while he continues moving the ball forward concerning the new world global agenda. It should also be remembered that DeVos has also publicly stated that she believes U.S. education should be more like Europe's. Now, how is she sold to you? That's all you have to ask. And then bring in the answer behind that. Okay? Did she sell herself out to the American people saying that the U.S. education should be more like Europe's? No, of course not. Behind closed doors, that's what she's doing. Now it's out. Because if she was to say that the U.S. education should be more like Europe, nobody with a right mind would agree to her agenda. And ironically, Europe's education has been under UN control for some time and revolves around the idea of creating a sustainable workforce to combat, ready for this, global warming. In other words, the agenda revolves around indoctrinating our children into the belief that humans are ruining the planet and only surrendering our rights to government can solve the problems. Folks, pure communism. You want to know the heart of Satan? There you have it. Humans are the problem. And you have his minions that actually believe that. That are working hard to subject your children. And hey, folks, you see it all day long. You see young people wearing shirts talking about, you know, protecting animals, protecting trees, global warming. We got to pay attention and take care of the environment. And you guys are the problems. Don't cut down the trees because that's where, you know, Mother Earth needs to be taken care of. Anything that can help mankind because God created it to be so, no, that's a problem. If it's the longevity of man on earth, that's the problem. Kill the babies. Hey, do all that. That doesn't matter. Pervert God's moral law. Do everything contrary to God's moral law, and it's going to work out just fine. No, just the opposite, friends. Just the opposite. To say our education should be more like Europe's is troubling, coming from a alleged conservative administration. Education under the UN Charter is considered a fundamental human right. And this, of course, is absurd. Education cannot be a human right because it involves someone else's labor, time, and resources to provide it. Nevertheless, in Germany, a family had their children seized by the government because they were homeschooling. This was seen as a violation of the children's rights to a public education. And furthermore, it is believed that the parents' influence upon the children are often oppressive in the sense that parents push their outdated religious values on their children, and these values may contradict the state. Who's oppressing, friends? Is it the church or is it the state? German law states children must attend school from age 6 to 18. Homeschooling is not permissible. Two German Supreme Court rulings on the subject have given the state equal authority as parents over children's education. The law is meant to ensure children receive the appropriate, listen friends, the appropriate socialization, Donnelly said. The law is meant to ensure children receive the appropriate socialization, what a word, huh? In writing for the Journal of the Scientific Study of Religion in their paper entitled The Effects of Parents, Fundamentalism on Children's Education Attained, Examining Differences by Gender and Children's Fundamentalism. Folks, I can go on. And I can go on. Because there's a great deal more that can be said about the educational agenda. However, it's up to the American people to do their own research, which they fail to do. Because if they did, Donald wouldn't be there. Americans should be outraged that Betsy DeVos is signing on the UN education agenda, but as long as they are glued to their television or following Trump's tweets, they are likely to believe that Trump is making America great again. It's because of an education system that has been controlled by lawless people for so long that Americans look to government to solve the problems that they themselves are guilty of creating. And little by little, we are now being indoctrinated to believe that only a world government can save us from the problems like climate change, overpopulation, gun violence, and wealth inequality. And is it possible, I ask, that the President Donald Trump will see what DeVos has signed onto and put a stop to it? Of course not. Americans should be waking up to the fact that much of what they voted against by electing Trump is still little by little marching on. And this I can say until I'm blue in the face. Until the foot comes down, then it's too late. When the foot comes down, then it's too late because the people will not take heed to the warnings. Huh. And why is this happening? Because the people refuse to keep the commandments of the Lord that they declare that they love so much. And but it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken, listen carefully unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all of his commandments, to right the wrongs, America, and his statutes which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Your sin is before God. Acts 20, verse 21. Matthew 3, 2. Acts 2, 38. Love you by what we do. I love being the bearer of good news. And the good news is we still have the freedom today to do the right thing. So let's do it. We can do this together. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3, 18. See ya!
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.